And taking him down from the cross, they placed him in the arms of his afflicted mother, who accepted him with unutterable tenderness. My dear people, I believe that you're all familiar with the story of the 40 crowned martyrs whose feast we celebrate each year on March 10th. You may remember that there were 40 Christian soldiers who were frozen to death on a pond in Armenia, and furthermore, how one of the original members apostatized, but that his place was taken by one of the guards. But there's a part of this story that's very rarely related. After that night of agony, freezing almost to death on the pond, all 40 martyrs were still alive. This was troublesome for the pagan authorities, and so they had their soldiers break the legs of the courageous and strong Christians. This terrible pain, added to the ability to stand and keep moving to stay warm, brought 39 of them to their eternal reward almost immediately. But the youngest of them still had life left in him. And from here I will quote straight from the Roman breviary, for it is not possible to relate what happened next in a better way than the official prayer of the church. Under this torment died they all, saving Meliton, who was the youngest. Now his mother stood by, and when she saw that his legs were broken, but that yet he was still alive, she cried, "My son, have patience but a little longer. Behold how Christ standeth at the door to help thee." When she saw the bodies of all the others put upon carts and taken away to be burned, and that her son was left behind, because the multitude wickedly hoped that being left all alone, if he had lived, the lad might be drawn to commit idolatry, the Holy Mother took him on her own shoulders and bravely followed behind the carts laden with the bodies of the other martyrs. In her arms, her son gave up his soul to God, and the mother who loved him so well laid his body with the rest with her own hands on the pile where the other martyrs were. That is, as they had all been one in faith and strength, in death they might not be divided and might enter heaven together. We cannot even imagine, my dear friends, the faith and courage of that brave mother, carrying her own son behind a cart of bodies, holding him close to her bosom until it was his time to join the others. But as heroic as that mother was, she had the example of 39 martyrs before her. She had years of heroic martyrs to learn from, and she had all the glories of Christ's promise of a heavenly reward to urge her on. How different it was for our poor Blessed Mother on that first Good Friday afternoon. Her son lay lifeless in her arms, and yet the glorious resurrection was still in the future. There were no previous examples for her to take heart. Even Abraham, the father of all the faithful, the great patriarch who led his son Isaac to slaughter, even his faith had never been so greatly tested. It is true he led Isaac to slaughter, but he never had to hold the dead body of Isaac in his arms. For Our Lady, there was nothing but an abiding faith in her son's words. At that dread moment, when even the apostles had lost their faith in our Lord, Holy Mary believed in him, him who could neither deceive nor be deceived. She knew that again and again he promised that he would rise again. She saw through all the sorrows, the torments, the disfigurements of his passion, and she witnessed the immutable will of God being accomplished in all these things. And so it was that despite the crushing sorrow of holding his lifeless body in her arms, Our Lady of Sorrows, the Queen of Martyrs, in that moment radiated a faith for all to learn who would look upon her, whether at that time or for the rest of the world. Never again could a soul striving to know, love, and serve God ever feel truly abandoned. Never again could any one of us have cause to believe that God was asking too much of him, nor that the workings of his will were too hard or too obscure to place all of our trust in him. We can all look to our Blessed Mother in the 13th and the 14th stations of the cross and say to ourselves, if she could maintain the faith through those circumstances, I can maintain the faith in whatever trial comes my way. Let us then, my dear friends, persevere in all of our crosses and trials. Let us see that not even the greatest sufferings, not even death itself, should shake our confidence in God. The death of her son was for Our Lady God's will in her life, and so she accepted it perfectly. In our lives, then, let us remember that if we truly want our Lord to answer the prayer that we make during the 14th station, to make us rise gloriously on that last day, then we have to follow the example of faith that we see practiced by His Holy Mother in the 13th station. To be good servants of Mary, as we mentioned in the 13th station, means to do all that our Queen requires of us. And the very first thing that she would have us do is to place our confidence and our trust in her divine Son. She would have us persevere and do as she did. Let us then be good servants, even as we follow her example, like the mother of Meliton. What a reward will be ours if we are good servants of Our Lady, trusting her and our divine Savior throughout all the trials of our lives. Then we will be able one day to enjoy the same reward in heaven that is enjoyed by our Blessed Mother, the 40 crowned martyrs, and all those who have persevered in faith and confidence in God. May Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.